The only other thing was Mike Dixon's paper in San Antonio about using high doses of fulvestrin in premenopausal patients.
And Mike Dixon actually evaluated the impact of fulvestrin versus tamoxifen in a neoadjuvant setting where fulvestrin was given for a couple of months anyway in the preoperative setting. And what was of interest was actually looking at the biologic indices of the tumor and demonstrating that you actually did get an impact with giving fulvestrin to these premenopausal women, as demonstrated by decreases in steroid hormone receptor expression as well as proliferative indices. So there was an effect that was at least as good as tamoxifen in that population of patients.
I think he was looking at 750 milligrams total.
Yeah, right. There is a trial referred to as the newest trial that is more formally looking at this issue in premenopausal women. And that is anticipated to reach its accrual goal towards the end of the year. But the bigger question is, in the United States, as opposed to Europe, there has been some reluctance in general to use preoperative endocrine strategies. And whether it's just a philosophy or a sense of urgency that many of our patients have, that once they're diagnosed, unless there's some contraindication to going to surgery, they want it out. So I think there's a mindset issue that's present not only in the patient population we take care of, but probably as well in the clinicians that care for patients. And until we can overcome that, it's going to remain a challenge to try and look at these trials in the preoperative setting.